As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Cassie, and have y'all seen those cute pins floating around the internet that look like a charging status so you can tell people where you're at with your social battery and whether or not you need to be left alone? Right now, mine would be hovering just above red. I've been so busy that I'm just drained and I need to recharge, which means hibernating without seeing anybody. And you know what made me realize that was okay to do? Therapy. I thought I was being lazy, but in reality, I was giving my body and mind some much-needed R&R, and that wasn't a bad thing. In fact, it was a good thing. Therapy changed my perspective, and that's why I'm a big advocate for therapy, like the kind you can get with BetterHelp. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced severe trauma. It's to give you the tools to deal with everyday issues that are bugging you, big or small. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
The Burt Show.
All right, entertainment buzz on the way.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
You know, most days I'm not really proud to be a Floridian. And today is one of those days because Florida is about to have one of the most restrictive social media bans for minors. So a bill just got signed by Governor Ron DeSantis on Monday, and it's going to ban social media accounts for kids under 14, and it's going to require parental permission for 14 and 15 year olds. So this is actually a better version of a bill that already got vetoed, where they were going to just do 16 and up are allowed to have social media profiles. Now the 14 and 15 year olds can have it with parents' permission. They're saying a child in their brain development doesn't have the ability to know that they're being sucked into these addictive technologies and to see the harm and step away from it. And because of that, we have to step in for them. So other states have actually considered similar legislation. Arkansas already vetoed a bill that was going to require parental consent for minors to create social media accounts. But right now, it looks like Florida is blazing the trail on this.
As a parent, I'm not mad at it.
Really?
No, I'm not. Because of all the studies that have come out recently and how social media is negatively affecting kids. Now, don't get me wrong. I think it is the parents' responsibility. But my husband and I are in a fortunate position where we can be hands-on and he gets to be a stay-at-home dad. And I know some parents, if you're working multiple jobs and you're just, you don't have those kind of resources. While I do think it's the parents' responsibility, and I just did a quick search of, like, you know, social media effects on kids. And real quick, Yale Medicine, according to a research study of American teens aged 12 to 15, those who use social media over 3 hours each day face twice the risk of negative mental health outcomes, including depression and anxiety. Mm. And the research that has come out as of recently, like, if you get damning research like that and how bad social media is for our kids, restrict it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I'm not mad at it either. I'm glad that I grew up without social media.
God, and
that
you and me both.
I am so happy that I didn't have that. And having two younger sisters and one who is really embedded in social media and the other who doesn't use it at all, I can certainly see the difference in how they handle things and just how they approach things. And yeah, I'm not mad at delaying social media use for any of the youth.
Child Mind Institute says how using social media affects teenagers. Experts say kids are growing up with more anxiety and less self-esteem.
Mm.
So I think it's just because of these articles that I have seen. And I mean, I got a 3-year-old, right? So I'm thankfully not in the thick of this. But those that have preteens and teenagers, and Bert has been candid with, you know, trying to curb his son's phone use. Because I'm an adult woman. I'm addicted to my phone, and I can catch myself scrolling on Instagram and in Reels for, you know, who knows how long. So now put yourself at younger, and you have less, I feel like, less control. It seems like I can see how it feels like an overreach, and it's not their business. But if it's in order to protect our kids' mental health, I'm hard pressed to disagree with it, man.
It's so interesting because I'm the one person in this room that grew up with social media.
I was going to ask you, how old were you when social media was introduced into your life?
I think Instagram came out when I was maybe in 8th grade. And then I had a Facebook, I think, at 12 or 13 years old. Okay. And honestly, I don't look, and I think maybe the social media landscape has changed because as it's gotten more popular, more people are on it and more negativity comes out of it. But I remember it was not a negative thing for me until high school. And that's because there were certain, kids just got meaner. You know what I mean? Like, kids are going to be mean wherever, you know? So I didn't really have a problem with it until I was like, you know, the ages where it was allowed. So to me, I guess it's not so much that I think that this is a bad bill. I just think that it's not really going to accomplish what they think it's going to accomplish. And maybe that sounds defeatist, but I just don't think it's going to make the difference that it's going to.
And I mean, when it comes to the government, I'm hard pressed to believe that there's like good intention. I feel like this is like just a political grab and like a votes grab, et cetera. But you can't, you honestly can't deny the research that is out and how social media is negatively affecting our kids from a mental health standpoint.
Well, I know a lot of parents are going to be happy about this because I've talked to a couple of people on Bert's Big Adventure where they were talking about how, you know, their older kids are so frustrated because they're not allowed to have social media, but their peers are. Yeah. It's not so much that they want to have Instagram or Facebook so bad, but they just don't want to miss out on what everyone else is doing. So I think it's going to make it a lot easier on parents if it does go through. It is set to go in place January 1st, as long as there's no more or no lawsuits that go against it. Because I'm sure Instagram and Facebook are going to be. Yeah.
They'll have something to say about it.
Yeah, swinging their bats. All right, Sean Diddy Combs has been spotted for the first time since his homes were raided by the feds. I'll tell you what he's up to now that he's under investigation on your next eBuzz on The Bert Show.
The Bert Show.